Hello, thank you for holding. My name is John. I'm the regional pricing director in your area. Am I speaking with Charlie?
Okay. Yes.
Hey, pleasure to meet you, sir. Happy Monday.
Good to meet you, yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, Charlie, I had the other Jonathan send over some information. Catch up to speed on this call a little bit here. See, you've been in business, wow, 27 years already. It's incredible. Talk about time flying. And
yes.
So I want to make sure we're helping this brand exposure in the way you guys need it to as well. You're looking to target mostly residential shows here and within local areas.
No.
Oh, no, okay.
Most of my work is commercial.
Oh, okay, so the opposite. Gotcha.
Yes.
So you do work at both. Okay, perfect. I'm glad you caught that one there. We're very flexible in making it happen, though. We just want to make sure, hey, if you have a target we want to hit, we make sure to make that happen. So that's very important.
Yeah.
Especially in the areas as well, too. So I see it as shows as depending on the job, you know, how far you want to go. I'm assuming it's got to be worth your while, obviously. But are you trying to
Stay
more local?
We work mostly commercial.
Okay.
We work mostly commercial, and we work for a big company that's national. So we go to where next week we'll be up in Portland, Oregon, and then after that we'll be in Arizona. So,
oh, wow. Okay.
You know, I'll go wherever the work's at. You know, wherever our niche is assisted living, memory care stuff. That's
sure.
What we do. But we do residential. When we're slow, like right now, you know, we're a little slow. So
I hear you. Okay. So, well, obviously, you have a business to run, you know. You got to make sure that you're staying afloat by doing whatever you can, right? Put the food on the table. I hear you.
Yep.
Okay.
Commercial work is our first choice because, obviously, they pay more than residential, so.
Oh, for sure. Yes, sir. That hands down. Well, let me ask you this, then. You know, put all the fluff aside and everything like that, sir. I mean, I see you've been in business for quite some time. Obviously, you're looking for more work, especially during these times as well, too. What would you say is the most important thing for you right now? Is it just getting that brand exposure out there? Is it getting solid leads? Website?
Yeah. Right now, what I'm trying to do right now is I'm getting ready. I want to retire in 5 years. My daughter just got her contractor's license. She's been working with me for 10 years. I told her, you want to really do take over this business, get your own license, you know, and then I know you're serious, you know, so.
Yeah.
She's on it. She already passed her law. She's taking the trade next week, and then we're going to go over to a corporation.
Oh, beautiful.
And then which is nice, but it kind of sucks because then we get a new contractor's number, and it shows that we're brand new, but we're really not. You know, we've been here forever, you know what I mean? But
you can use that for your leverage, too, right? I mean, my father has plenty of, you know, martial art businesses throughout the world, and, you know, it's not like he kept the same name the whole time either, you know? Been open since 1987,
so,
you know? Yeah, I hear you. Okay.
Yeah, so our niche is that's what our niche is. We work for big companies and big buildings, and we do renovations for ADA, you know, handicapped people, elderly people. We do memory care, and we might go into a building and do $1 million worth of work in there, you know.
Beautiful. Okay.
So
it's got to be quality leads that you're looking to have, especially if you're turning into a corporation. It's got to be worth your time. Okay, that's the things we can help you with.
Yeah. Now, I'm doing a Angie's thing right now, but I'm done with that.
I heard so many crazy stories. Yeah. I don't want to talk bad about another company, but I've been hearing so much all the time now. It blows my mind.
I just talk to people every day. Every week, beginning of the month, they send me a bunch of people to call. You know, so I call these people, and they're like, oh, you're like the 25th person that called me. You know, I'm like,
oh, geez.
They're only supposed to give it out to 4 people. You know what I mean? Between 4 of us.
Here's a few things I want to go over real quick with you, just to ease your mind what separates us apart from these guys and everybody else. One, we are exclusive. We're fulfilling one position on behalf of Google. So a strict policy here. Once you join with the family, we cancel it out completely.
Uh-huh.
We won't work with anyone else who does what you do. That's way we make sure we earn your business by making sure that you're getting the results you're looking for. We're a results-driven company, period. Okay. Now, with Angie's Home Advisor, I don't know if they even told you this. You probably know just from being with them before, but customers, they won't see you through their directory unless they're actually a member of Angie's or Home Advisor first. So that's a big thing right there, right? So I don't know about you, but for me, if I was looking for something like this, I don't want to spend my time and efforts doing an extra task of making an account. I want to see who's nearby, who has a good website, who has great work, good reviews, call them right there. You know what I mean? It's about convenience. So that's the difference between what we do on this, because nobody has to be a member of Google. I mean, it's built in your phone when you buy it, right? Now, the other part is, with Angie's and Home Advisor, you're chasing these customers down, trying to earn their business. They know that. So, I don't know, in my mind, I feel like they're just trying to find the lowest bid and go with that first, because they know they're going to get called by 50 other people. With Google on this, you're not chasing the customers down. The customers are chasing you down. That's the big difference right there. So I'm sure you can appreciate that already. You know what I mean? So I just want to make sure I ease your mind on all this, telling just the major differences already. Now, have you used any other type of services, like SEO or marketing for your company at the current moment, besides Angie's and Home Advisor?
I've only used Angie's for 2 months now, because I've never had the necessity to use it, because I get all my work from word of mouth, and like I say, I work for a corporation that's traded on the stock market. So they have buildings everywhere, you know what I mean?
Sure. Yes, sir.
If they need me somewhere, they'll send me, and that's how I've been doing my business. And the only reason I thought about Angie's is, like I said, my daughter's going to be involved as part owner now. And, I was thinking, well, you know, she has a little baby.
Oh, congratulations to you guys.
My little grandkids, you know, so.
Oh my
God.
Go
far, you know, she's going to be able to do what I can do, you know, because I can get on a plane tomorrow and go here and go there, but she's out. So I'm thinking we got to, you know, maybe concentrate on getting a little bit of residential stuff going, which we always do residential, but we do it for people we know. You know, like, we'll get a job. Like yesterday, my friend called me. He says, hey, my son needs a job done in his house. I went and looked at it. You know, I gave him, it was a $100,000 project. I gave him a price, $100,000. Mm-hmm. And he signed the contract on the spot and started today, you know. So that's how I normally get my business, you know, but now, you know, things are changing a little bit. The market today, as I see it, you know.
I was going to say, but it's always going to be changing. Right? You know,
I've been doing this my whole life. So.
Yep, you know better. I'm preaching to the choir. Okay.
Yeah, you just got to adapt. Like, I told my daughter, we got right now we got 10 trucks and a dozen employees, you know, and we need to keep these people, you know. I told them they've been working for long, but we got to hustle some work so they got families to take care of, you know.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, this will definitely help you out with that. I mean, as far as I'm looking right now, just to type in, because this doesn't just work for customers that know your business name. This works even better for customers that don't have any clue who you are. So if they type in, let's say, for example, kitchen remodeling, I say that on Voice Alexa, I go on my computer, my tablet, my phone, doesn't matter. Your business will be top recommended as an option for that customer to call you directly. All calls go to you directly completely.
Okay.
Nobody touches any of your customers. There's no third party or middleman that ever does that. Okay. Now, here's the crazy part behind this too. You try to pick as many as you like. It's unlimited. You have a tracking system that you'll have as well to keep track of your analytics. You can see what keywords are being used. You can see where the customers call from live. Now, if you missed a call, they'll call them right back. Completely up to you.
Yeah.
Okay, we're a flat rate. We're month to month. Okay, there's no contracts behind this. We want to make sure, like I said, we earn your business. We don't want to just say, hey, thanks for your money. Bye.
Right.
You know what I mean? So
communication
is key thing with us. We would love to have that good communication process so that we develop trust and a long-lasting relationship. So that's what we do here.
What are your guys' rates?
So for what you're talking about right now, I feel like, especially having new grandkids and, you know, expansion of the family, things like that as well, too. If you want to hit that residential work as well, too, we have a package that's available for you. Pretty much goes about like a 2-hour drive, okay? I think that's more than enough, especially in your area as well, especially for the residential, too. I think it's more than enough. And there's a few things that come along with this, too. But it's $449 month to month, okay? And, again, that's including an account management team that will help you out Monday through Friday. Make sure to keep everything up to date. Change out photos, phone numbers, things like that. Also, your tracking system. And, of course, getting on the first page of Google, along with other local directories as well, too. All included, by the way. Again.
Okay.
So, like Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Apple. These are directories. And these home advisors, that's one directory. You're getting about seven or eight different directories here. But they're not going to be ones that are going to bring more spam or robocalls. We want to make sure the quality calls come in through. So that's very important.
Right.
I'm sure you can appreciate this. The next thing, though, is I went on Google, and I typed in your business name in the area. I don't know if you've done this before, but it could be a thing that's missing opportunities because I typed in your business name, and what pops up is, I don't even know how to pronounce this right, Gagnier Construction Co., Inc.? Have you heard of them?
No, never.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I've never really relied on that because, like I said, we've never had to look for work. We were so busy a month ago that, I mean, you know, from day one, from the first of last year till I want to say the beginning of September, we didn't miss a beat, man. We were on it, you know, day and night, but then the company, like I said, our main company that we worked for, they sold, they had 10 buildings in our area that we work on all the time. Well, they sold them all already. So they're not going to buy new properties out here until the middle of next month. But they are sending us to Portland, Oregon to work. And yeah, they're sending us to Arizona to keep us busy and everything because, you know, they go, we left you with nothing. I go, I know. I had nothing before I met you guys, so it's not the first, you know.
I gotta
recoup. But no, they said, no. They're buying more stuff out here, you know, so they go, you're a go-to guy in this region, you know. So I go, okay, that's cool.
So at least you had something going for that time being. And like you said earlier, too, got to adapt, always new. And I think we both agree on this one. I'd rather be proactive than reactive any day. You know what I mean? When you're being reactive, it's too late. You know what I'm saying? So this right now we're talking about here, this is being proactive, right? If anything, we're still kind of being reactive because right now if I was a customer, I was looking at – let's say I was a referral even, right? I'm like, I'll give Charlie a call right now and – boom. I totally forgot his number. I don't know what it is. Let me look him up. Where do you think the first place I'm going to look? I'm going to say, let's Google him, like everyone says.
Yeah.
And if I Googled your name right now, a whole nother company pops up. So maybe I might think in my mind, oh, this is the people to call. See that how that missed opportunity can happen right there. So what we will do is make sure that that does not happen. We want to make sure that they find you. It'll be easy, convenient for them to find you, call you, look at your reviews. Website, things like that. So that will help you tremendously.
Okay, if you Google,
Yes, sir.
Yeah, because I'm actually, you know, what it is ADDI Construction is our name that we use when we do government projects, you know?
Okay.
Like we do, like we work on prevailing wage, I don't know if you know what prevailing wage is, projects.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, prevailing wage projects are when the government as a, the state, you know, says you have to pay a plumber, you know, $89 an hour. You got to pay a laborer $59 an hour. And you cannot deviate from that, you know, and you have to turn in certified payroll. So that's what our main license is. But we do a DBA, which we have as CP Construction. And if you Google CP Construction, in Riverside, you'll see that I'm on there, like, I'm looking at right now. Here are a few places, you know.
CP Construction.
Yes. Riverside. There's one in Upland. I'm not the Upland one.
Okay. So when I type this in, okay, now I see things here. We're in Jarupa Valley. I got a Facebook that pops up as well.
Yep, that's me.
Yep, that's you. Okay.
That's me, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah,
okay.
54th Street. That's me,
Yes, sir. Okay, cool. Love the work too, by the way. Incredible. Okay. So if we were to go ahead and make this happen for you today here, right? And, you know, I don't know about you, sir, but if I'm a customer, I like to see pictures, everything, the work you've done. Show me the customer, show me the testimonials of the work that hear from other people. If we could go ahead and, you know, help you out, get you founded that much easier on Google and these other directories, and have a team to back you up as well. That way, when you guys become that corporation here and your daughter's ready to go and take things over, you guys are in a real good position down there. Is that something that you'd be willing to go ahead and move forward with then today?
I don't know about today, but I need to just discuss it with her since she's going to actually be my thing is I'm going to get to the point where I only have to come in here, maybe 2-3 hours a day, and then maybe two days a week, you know what I mean? Because I have another
time
business.
With the baby.
I have another business I'm trying to work right now, which is something that I've always wanted to do, and now I feel that I've earned the opportunity to work on that, so I'm going to do that, and I'm going to leave her, but I would need to talk to her, and we would need to have this conversation on when she's here, and we could do it on the phone, and see what it sounds like to us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
I
don't have
Go
a
ahead.
Problem if it was up to me right now. I don't have a problem with canceling out Angie's, which I'm going to do right now anyways, and cancel them out and sign with you because it's almost the same price, so it doesn't matter to me, you know what I mean? But I feel like she needs to be involved. So it's her thing
is
now. It's going to be.
So, Charlie, is there a time later today maybe we can go ahead and reconvene all three of us, or maybe even call on a three-way right now if you like? I mean, I want to make sure we're all on the same page. I totally agree with you, especially if she's going to be taken down the road.
Right now she's busy doing something right now. Can't be disturbed. Okay. That's why she's not. She's usually here every day. She will be on later, but then I'll be gone because I'm waiting for the guys to get mobilized. So we're going to go look at a job that we're starting tomorrow. So,
All right.
I won't be able to do it today, but maybe, what about Wednesday?
Wednesday? What time Wednesday, sir? You let me know. I'll put this
Let's
in the
say we're here every day. She's here for lunch usually. We have lunch in my office every day. So I would say we're done by 1, so let's say 1.
Okay, 1 o'clock. All right, so let me put this in here right now.
Because she was just here. She just left. So like I said, we have lunch here every day, and we discuss our projects and what we're doing and what we got to do. And we're a family-run business. My daughter works for me. My granddaughter works for her, as her assistant. And my son-in-law's work for me. And my cousins work for me. And, so.
There you go. Yeah, it's not easy, when you say that, I have family-owned business and stuff, and here I am here, it's not easy.
Yeah.
So I take my hat off to you guys.
No, it's easy for me. It depends, I guess. People over the years have said that, how do you work with your relatives? And I said, business is business. Family is family, but
separate.
We're family after when work's over, then we're family. But when
go.
We're at the job, I'm the boss. And
yes,
I don't need it, I don't want to hear no lip. I don't want, this or that, or just because you're my son-in-law or you're my son or whatever the case may be, doesn't mean that you don't have to do anything. That means you should be working harder than anybody else because, you should be trying to help me out. So.
Yes, sir.
That's the way my family is. So we have no issues.
Yeah, that's the one thing my family couldn't really do. So, still respectful and everything like that.
I know a lot of people that couldn't.
Could,
I know a lot of people that really couldn't do it. They really can't do it. And I, like I said, people ask me all the time how I do it, and I said, that's how I do it. You know, at work I'm their boss, and I don't want to hear no lip. And at home, you know, it's different. You know,
right?
We could do that. You know, we could talk and do whatever, but once it comes to work, man, that's work is work and money is money. If
yes,
you're taking
sir.
My money, then we got a problem.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No matter. Yep. Well, Charlie, here's another thing, too. I mean, you've been doing this for so long and everything as well. You know what's right for the company on this. Based off of what you're hearing so far, I mean, I know you want your daughter involved, obviously, because she's going to be taking over in the future here, but as of right
now.
Yeah,
she's going to be taking over here pretty, like, as soon as she gets that, we already have our corporation ready to go. We're just waiting for Lightmare, and then she's taking over. So
oh, okay. So it's a done deal.
You know,
okay.
Next week. Yeah. As early as Monday, you know what I mean?
Right.
I don't know how long that takes to get. I'm thinking she's going to pass the test. She passed the law, no problem. And all she has is a trade left, and I'm figuring she's going to do fine with that. And we get however long it takes to get our number, but definitely we're going to switch over to corporation. It has to be before the end of the year because for our tax issue, taxes. You know, so.
Oh man, don't mess with that. So based off of everything then, Charlie, how do you feel about this whole program here? What we could do, what we could bring to the
table? I'm willing to try it, yeah.
Okay, all right. Cause again, try
it. Cause like I said, now it's funny that I just called a person right now. And they were asking about getting a price for a bathtub for a handicapped person.
Okay.
And then I was telling them, they told me that I was the 25th person that called. And I go, oh, my God. And I go, that's crazy. She goes, I never even asked for – she goes, I applied for something on Angie's thing, thinking I was applying for a grant. And then all of a sudden I get 25 contractors calling me. And I said, I'm sorry about that, you know. I said, I'm sorry about that, but what were you looking for? And then she told me that she was looking, her son's disabled, and she was looking for a bathtub, a shower that he could get in and out of. And she goes, I was getting prices from $8,000 to $30,000. And I go, I know you're probably saying you can't afford it. But I told her, let me send you some stuff if you don't mind. I'll send you a couple of pictures of some stuff that I did get done in like the $4,000 range. You know, maybe you can afford that. I don't know, you know, but I sent her the stuff and she goes, oh my God, I love it. She goes, I'm giving your name and number and I'm going to recommend it to all my friends. And she goes, and then she asked me, she goes, have you ever tried like a marketing person instead of this stupid Andy's Cook Company? And I go,
okay,
as a matter of fact, that's on my list to do. She goes, you should really, I don't think you're wasting your money with Andy's. I think you should be doing like, I get somebody to help you do marketing. And I go, that's exactly what I'm looking for at the moment. But,
there you go. And then here I am.
And then you called me.
Timing into everything.
I mean, you called me literally like, 2 minutes after I hung up, and I was like, whoa.
Well, that was called before. Oh, I thought you were talking about like a little bit. That's wild.
No, just like I just got off the phone with her when you called her.
That
and
is
I was like
wild.
Looking at it. And now that I'm turning, and I expected it to be a junk call because now that I'm turning 65 this next month, and people, they've been calling me about Medicare and Medi-Cal.
Oh, yeah.
And they call, they start calling at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, jeez.
it's insane. But anyway, thank you, and then I'll look for you at 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock it is. I'll talk about you and your daughter as well. I'm really excited to meet her as well, too. And I might even have something extra to throw in here for you guys as well, just for, you know, giving us the time of day and everything like that. I think you guys could use the help. So I've got some surprises for you as well, too. All right?
All right. Sounds good.
All right, Charlie.
All right.
Talk to you later.
Thank you.
All righty.
All right.
Bye now.